Module 27, Love. John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. Words of Christ. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. He who does not love does not know God. For God is love. To not believe in love is to not believe, for love is the basis of all things. It is the conduit between all things, and it is all things in their purest form. Ancient Greeks developed four main words for love, storge being parental love, eros, meaning the feeling of love between two people in an erotic sense, philos, pertaining to love in the form of true friendships, and finally agape, which is the pure state of our heart centre or anahata, the purest form of consciousness, the place where we feel the divine love, the intrinsic connection between ourselves and all other living beings, where we feel connected to others and God as one. Rather than hating others, agape is learning to love, forgive and assist our enemies with God's key attribute, loving kindness. We then merge this with all our actions, becoming selfless among our fellow man and animals. Agape is the love most associated with karma, as karma means action, and agape is the love of action. Contrary to storge, philos, and eros, which all primarily relate to involuntary or instinctive feelings, rather than the actions which stem from them. When we experience agape, or the deepest aspect of love, we come to realize that nothing else matters, just love. Nonetheless, to experience agape for ourselves requires sustained, positive and loving actions on our part. Love is a natural emotion, though it is the emotion that can often be suppressed, misunderstood and sadly not embraced to its potential. Love is certainly the underlying emphasis of this entire course, and the many topics covered herein all embrace concepts of love. As we grow up during our early childhood, we experience a myriad of levels of emotion that all stem from either love or fear. If our parents were extremely loving, and this includes them implementing defined boundaries and discipline, we would find that we grow up feeling more secure in ourselves. This begins with the ability to firstly love ourselves, and then we extend this into relationships where we start to communicate positively with others. And then later, we learn to love them. Close relatives and carers are where we see our first love blossom. However, sadly for those children that receive abuse and neglect, they find themselves lacking in normal emotional stability and communication skills. It is our role as parents to love our children with all our heart and all our soul. Contrary to old-fashioned thinking, loving a child in this manner does not make them emotionally weak. Rather, it gives a child a keen sense of personal identity, which is the stable platform required for a life of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual balance. Initial seeds of love from parents allow a child to develop into their fullest potential and to have relationships with others that are fulfilling and harmonious. When we live our life from our fears rather than from the beautiful platform of love, we cut ourselves off from the divine connection with God, as God is only accessible through love itself via loving thoughts, words, and deeds. Regardless of whether we did have loving parents, it is our duty as an adult to embrace love, and this begins with loving ourselves. Part of this process is that we must learn to move past attitudes of self-doubt and the negatives in our life through firstly learning to like and accept ourselves, which will eventually lead to embracing a complete self-love. To love oneself is the art of self-exploration and rectification through affirmations, meditation, and daily spiritual reflection. Once we begin the journey of going within and taking a true, hard look at ourselves, this automatically causes us to begin loving ourselves. At first, we may find the opposite happens. As we discover the myriad of negative habits and traits within, we may find that we don't like ourselves very much. However, as we begin to change these negatives into more positive habits and traits, we will discover that the love, light, and peace of God are accessible within, and that we are a beautiful, divine being. At this point, we develop the ability to truly love others, and the more we love others, the more love comes our way, for this is God's law. Love can be something that we feel we need, whether it is through pleasure or appreciation. Needing love in the form of pleasure means that we may feel disappointed during times when we don't get what we want, when we don't get pleasurable fulfillment. Needing love in the form of appreciation means that we want to be appreciated. However, appreciation only tends to happen when we least expect it. The key to getting more love and appreciation from others is to constantly give it out, for the more you give, the more it comes back. Love is the key to self-exploration, to access self-healing, higher levels of consciousness, and the divine presence of angels and guides. We must begin firstly with meditation. Using the meditations I've produced for this course, you can achieve a meditative state of mind. Love is then required to take our meditative state of mind to its absolute potential. Our Creator used love to stitch the fabric of our universe. With love, our angels and guides may begin to appear, our level of consciousness will begin to expand, and healing will start to take place physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. This is the state of your heart center, or anahata. I do not know how, where, when, or why, but I love myself dearly. Therefore, I can love others fully.